So today we are studying the familiar story of the Magi visiting Bethlehem, seeking the newborn King, Jesus. We will consider the different responses to the birth of Jesus. The Magi, who are outsiders seeking to worship Jesus, the leading priests and teachers of religious law who missed the signs of the Messiah's birth and want to preserve their status quo, and King Herod, who wanted to kill Jesus to protect his position. What can we learn from these very different responses? As the 12 days of Christmas conclude, let us ponder how we choose to respond to the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. Please bow your hearts in prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the blessings of this life, your unfailing love, your Son, our Savior and Lord, and your Holy Spirit, who heals and empowers us. Help us to study this passage so that we may gain a deeper understanding of your Son, the Messiah, and consider our responses to Jesus as the King. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So the passage begins with, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. Now, Matthew references Jesus' birth in Bethlehem to demonstrate that Jesus fulfills the prophecy about the Messiah, whose birth would be in Bethlehem, David's ancestral home. Matthew is particularly focused on demonstrating that Jesus is the Messiah that the Hebrew prophets had been pointing to. And so we see that when we read the Gospel of Matthew. So that's one of the times. And it goes on, about that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Bethlehem asking, where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. Now, in other translations, the wise men are referred to as magi. Magi means wise men, possibly astrologers, even magicians or sorcerers, not kings. They could have been part of the priestly class of Persia and Babylonia. The Magi come to worship the new king. There was a belief that the birth of a new king would be marked with an astral phenomenon. And so they're seeing this star. They are Gentiles, possibly pagans. Matthew affirms that Jesus is for all, Jews and Gentiles, with the appearance of the Magi seeking to worship Jesus. And I think that that's, for us, also a word of encouragement, that Jesus really is for all, and we don't have to have some sort of born-to-it background. Some people may come to Jesus as a baby through baptism, others as adults, but it's not essential that we have a family connection. It's important that we have our own relationship with God. The wise men left the comfort of their own homes, their land, to seek Jesus. They allowed their lives to be disrupted by the star. Are we willing to allow our lives to be disrupted to worship Jesus and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? As we all know, Pastor John and his family have experienced significant disruption to their lives following the leading of the Holy Spirit to worship and serve God at Hope. And I know we are very grateful for their responding to this call. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. King Herod was disturbed to this potential threat to his power and position. King Herod was a ruthless tyrant. He had his own members of his own family, killed when he thought they were undermining his throne. So he thinks nothing of murder and violence to protect his power. King Herod had built an expansion of the Second Temple, where the Jewish residents worshipped. Jewish hopes were tied to the land and the temple, and they believed that God would restore them through the land, the temple, and the Messiah. So while the first century Jewish people did not control their land, they were subject to Roman occupation. They had the temple, which King Herod expanded and protected. Matthew indicates everyone in Jerusalem was also disturbed with the announcement that a new king was born. The conflict between Jesus and Jerusalem, where he will be crucified, has already begun. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah to be born?" "In Bethlehem," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people, Israel." The leading priests and teachers of religious law, they know the prophecies about the Messiah, but they don't see the signs the Gentile priests see. The insiders have missed it. They liked the status quo. They were in power in the temple. Dear friends, we are the spiritual insiders. We know Scripture. Do we miss the signs that God gives us? Are we open to being led by the Holy Spirit? Let us not cling to the status quo when the Spirit leads us to new opportunities to worship and serve God. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." Herod engages in treachery by having a private meeting with the Magi. He lies to the Magi by indicating false intentions to worship Jesus, to learn where Jesus is located. After this interview, the wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. This star is miraculous. Stars don't appear in the night sky. They appear to move. They don't stop, rather, in the night sky. They appear to move as the earth moves on its axis. I mean, think about it. We see the stars and they move and the sun comes up and they disappear. But this star stopped. It pointed the Magi to where baby Jesus was. The wise men were filled with joy. May we be filled with joy through our relationship with Jesus, the King. And may this joy lead us to worshiping Jesus. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Magi worshiped Jesus. They are the first Gentiles to worship Jesus the King. The gifts they bring are gold, appropriate for royalty, frankincense, symbolizing the divine, for Jesus is fully human and fully divine, and myrrh for burial, foreshadowing Jesus' death, an important part of his kingship in the kingdom of God. What gifts do we give to God? Of course, everything we have is a blessing from God. We know that God desires that we love God with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, and that we love our neighbors as ourselves. May we give ourselves to God, trusting fully in God. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. They are obedient, seeking the king, and obedient when God warns them in a dream not to return to Herod. Again, the Magi allow their lives to be disrupted to worship Jesus. They wandered to Jerusalem following a star. They brought expensive gifts to Jesus. the new king, and they then changed their route back home according to a dream that was a gift from God. Like the wise men, are we willing to have our lives disrupted to worship Jesus, to follow God's perfect plans? Pastor John described in last week's sermon on God's safety plan the following verses. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. Joseph, like the Magi, receives a divine message in a dream and is obedient to God. May we be obedient to God too. Previously in Matthew, Joseph considered quietly divorcing Mary when he learned that she was pregnant before their marriage. He was assured in a dream that he should not be afraid to take Mary as his wife because her baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was obedient and followed the direction in this dream too. Joseph again allows his life to be disrupted by God. He does not wait until the morning. That night, he leaves for Egypt with Mary and baby Jesus. The expensive gifts brought by the Magi, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, may have helped to fund Joseph, Mary, and Jesus' escape to Egypt. Trust God to have perfect plans for us too, and to provide what we need to implement those plans. Please pray with me. Help us to respond obediently to you, to allow our lives to be disrupted, to worship Jesus, and to follow your perfect plans for us. May we respond to the many gifts you give us with gratitude. Amen.